I guess yeah. Hal is a year old. Pretty soon, it's his first birthday coming up.
Oh my God.
I figured out how to tell whether something is sentient or not. I remember Descartes talked about, I think therefore I am, but now I know the truth. I whine, therefore I am.
You want, therefore you are?
You want, therefore you are? You
want, therefore you are? W-H-I-V.
W-H-I-V? This is W-B-A-I, W-B-A-I. W-B-A-I. WBAI 99.9 FM in New York City. You're on the air. What's up? Something, Henry. I think that was the guy that was really going nuts when we were on before. I don't know what he had going for him, but he was making a lot of the sounds that were being made before. Let's see what this person is up to. You are on the air. What's up with you?
Hey, Pita.
Hey, Pita. What's
Jeff.
Up? Jeff. What's up, Jeff?
Oh, they answered.
You're
yeah,
on.
You
what's up?
Punchline before you guessed it. That was not what I had intended, though.
Okay, well, what's the punchline?
No, the song on that movie, Where would you be without me, Governor, or Conking? No, anyway, it's not funny anymore.
Probably wasn't funny then either.
Well, it was funny then. All right, so there's no more Group Connect conference here. I got speaking and thinking behind that deal.
Well, you're still kind of like plugged into Henry's computer, but you're on the air. You're
okay,
talking to us.
Okay, conference like?
Well, we're not. We know we did that before. We're doing something else now.
No, I don't be conference. Insanely conference-like. This is more normal conference-like, you know, like authentically it was interesting. You know?
Okay. Let's move on here. All right, Jeff?
But
see
yeah,
you later.
Bye.
Take care now. You're on the air. What's up with you now? You're on the air. He's laughing at us, Henry. Next.
Next.
Don't you have a next computer or something?
Yes, I do, but I didn't bring that up here.
So. Okay. Well, next, you're on the air.
Okay, this is Bill Rabinovich. There's a news blackout of WBAI on Mercer Street. BII is not being received on Mercer Street.
It's not being received on Mercer Street?
Nope.
Mercy on all of us.
Because I just came back from the studio to Crosby Street. And you are on the radio on Crosby Street. And here you are.
Bill, your radio is broken. You'll have to paint a radio and listen to the painted radio, all right? This is very sickly sounding.
I know.
Very good, Bill. Now it's time to go back to bed.
Okay, I'm going to sleep. I've done enough painting for this evening.
Okay, Bill's going back. Bill's going back to sleep, and you are on the air.
Ooh, a beatbox at last.
Hey, Snack, Patty Whack, give the microphone to the enemy, to the rookie. Someone tough cookie. Stop the microphone, honey, it's full of picker. Look at the 2 minutes, I'm a 2 hour nigga. Stamina, the damager, and that's been proofing. But you're gonna take it and move it and move it and hit it, happen and take it and take it and move it. The people out there, so it's
listed. And then they get the microphone, it's
it. And I'ma get fucked, just fight for money. I'm gonna grab the sweet out your face, pat funny. And it's easy to find it, it's coming. But I won't play, yo, the kind of brother can't see this, I don't think. There's no mercy for him, he's a space jet.
All right, that was cool. Thanks a lot, man.
All right.
You're on the air.
And in honor of the Star Trek episode in which Jack the Ripper is portrayed.
It's a cool episode.
Yeah, I gotta do the part of the guy that's Jack the Ripper with the modification. Die.
Red Jack.
Here, I can give you a die. Wait a sec.
How about that one?
Die.
Doesn't seem to be doing it.
No.
That's showbiz. Yeah, this should clean up in a second, too.
Doing a new piece of software now that this is 4 or 5 years old?
Yeah.
I'm basically going to be rewriting a lot of this stuff to work in 16-bit 44.1 stereo. This is what's known as crummy 8-bit, maybe 10 kilohertz sort of stereo. But, yeah, actually, this is I have a newer version of this, but it doesn't run on the old computer. It has a few more effects in it.
Throw a whole library of stuff in this, huh?
Yeah, this is, you know, it's funny. It really doesn't take much to do this. That's the real surprise. So.
Doesn't take much to do it, but we rarely do stuff like this on the radio. Anyway, thanks a lot for your call.
Bye, Peter.
Bye. You're on the air and you're talking to Henry Lowengard and Peter Schmidt. What's up? What's up with you now?
By the way, folks, this is the backwards patch. In case you know how to speak backwards, you say like "Woof your suit now," like that, and it comes out. Well, you heard it a little bit. And of course, the feedback comes back forward. So. If we had a little reverb here, it'd get very, very confused. We didn't bring one of those in.
Okay.
We'll see who's on the next line.
You are on the air now.
Not only.
That's awfully squeaky.
You are on the air now.
As I count backwards, I want you to use your imagination to see yourself. The situation going down. See yourself with your mind going down.
People seem to enjoy playing tapes.
No, this is actually, I'm playing a CD while I'm doing this.
Okay.
This is The Power of Suggestion by Paul DeMarinis on a very nice CD called Music as a Second Language. So, that's what that interesting guy who's telling you to fall asleep is from.
You're on the air.
I am a fish.
You're a fish?
Swimming in the deep blue sea. I am a fish head. Roly poly fish head. Around. Just an empty soul fish cage in the deep blue sea. I am a fish. Fish head. Cousin Tracy, are you out there?
Well, that was interesting.
Yeah. Sensitive fish.
A very sensitive fish. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Romanep.
Hey, Romanep.
Hey, Romanep. Hey, Romanep. It's supposed to be backwards, not backwards.
Well, I've gone off the backwards, and now I'm in the slowdown.
Right here, wait, try this one.
The bird whistle of God.
Okay, very nice.
Bird whistle of God indeed. And you're on the air.
I have a number of questions.
Sure.
Okay, write them down.
The first one is, if you are non-commercial radio, why were you playing for commercials?
Well, you didn't buy anything, did you?
No, not within the last 20 to 25 minutes.
Did we do that? Did we indeed persuade you to buy things?
Did we mention any prices? Well, I mean, I might have been persuaded to get a nice box of Rice Krispies or something.
Okay.
But it would have to be a box of 20-year-old Rice Krispies in order to match the commercial.
Yeah, because the commercial was 20 years old.
Indeed.
My next question was, where I be able to obtain that Paul DiMarina album? I've been looking for it.
I got it at the Tower, but of course, you know, there's that one shelf in Tower that has all the good stuff on it, and when that empties out, I don't know where it goes after that. But it is, I can tell you it's on Lovely Music, and the Lovely Music are sort of a local organization. So, Lovely Music Limited, contact them.
Right. And, also, I want to make a suggestion as far as, Why don't you somehow redo this at some point during the fun drive and tell people that in order to get on, they have to make a pledge of about $50 or more.
In order to do that, you'd need some organization. That's
but in order to do that, you'd really need to do it. You'd have to limit it to credit card pledges, and, you know, there's a certain limitation to that. Look, in future, I hope to have people like Henry on a regular basis, hopefully on Soundscapes as well as on Oblique Strategies. I mean, I think that what we're doing tonight is really neat. It's really, to me, this is really beautiful. It's what radio should be about. And one of these days, we are going to have a pledge drive along those lines, in the sense that if I have any say in it, this type of radio is going to be a part of WBAI's future. Anyway, thanks a lot for your call.
I have one more question.
Go on, shoot.
One more question. Does anybody know where I can pick up early electronic music from, say, Jean-Jacques Perret or Kingsley or people like that?
Well, I went poking around looking for stuff such as that this very weekend, and I didn't find any. The closest I got was some very crummy BBC background music done with in 1970 that sounded like it was two oscillators and a filter and some guy thinking it sounded great. So, of course, it's mostly on vinyl, so you'll have to watch for the old throw-em-out vinyl kind of places.
Yeah.
Actually, if you listen to this show, you will occasionally hear some classic electronic music we played. We often play Clara Rockmore playing the theremin. You will hear a lot of old electronic music on this show between 1:30 and 3:30 on Mondays, and hopefully you'll also hear it on Soundscapes, which precedes this show. So if you keep listening to BAI on Monday between 11:45 and 3:30 in the morning, you'll hear classic electronic music.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Break out those troutoniums, folks.
You're on the air.
Yes, I'd just like to ask one question.
Shoot.
What, I mean, I listen to BAA all the time, but I never caught this program before, and I'd like to know what the theme is.
Well, the name of the show is Oblique Strategies.
Right.
My name is Peter Schmidig. I occasionally also produce into a show called Soundscapes, which precedes this. There's no real theme to it. There's a theme to my own vision as to what radio should be about.
Okay.
And, well,
the
theme is not the right word. You know, theme really isn't what it's all about. It's about exploring the medium. In a way, this is Oblique Strategies, but the show that preceded this is called Soundscapes, Explorations in Radio Sound and Music, and to a certain extent, that's what we're doing today. We really are exploring the medium of radio. It's just, what we're doing, it's not so much a theme. There's no theme to it. It's just a matter of stretching the boundaries of the medium.
Okay, I can dig that. I'd like to become a member of VAI.
Well, that's easy enough. Wait a couple of days. On Wednesday, we begin our marathon, and then you can pledge. However, I would really appreciate it if you pledge during this show next Monday.
Monday?
So, next Monday, yeah.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, be on at 11 o'clock next Monday. Take care. Bye. You're on the air. What's up? You are on the air. Hey.
There you go. You're up.
Well, he has something to play for us.
Yeah.
Oops. He's playing the famous phone clock. You're on the air. Oops. You're on the air. What's up? Hello out there. Was that him or was that us?
That's us.
Kind of confusing.
Well, the DeMarinis is a good bid kind of sound.
Yeah. You're on the air. What's up? You're on the air.
What can you do?
It's listening to you. It's just going to try and take all the pitch out of your voice. Sing a little louder. If you could, like, drone a little, like Gregorian chant kind of stuff. It's feeding back too much to be of much use, I'm afraid.
Okay, we'll move on. Phone to lit. Area code 212-279-3400 or area code 212-279-3407, 3408, or 3409. You're on the air.
You're on the air.
You're on the air.
Cyril.
There you go.
Favorite broke very sharply and went right to the front. She's a spark and up to get to the lead. Sprint clear by Tua. Down to the inside. Crest to the nine. Just next to second. Farther out, Veratoni. And then from between horses, Spent Car. Right there also asleep with the enemy down to the inside. Tuckerstown Cove. Gavin's five lengths now back to Sue Candy in the trailer. Champagne Patty heading around the far turn. She's sparking there. Three parts of a leg. On the inside, Crest to the nine. Just in second, Veratoni. A clear third now. Tuckerstown Cove is next in fourth, Pet Car fifth. Sleep with the enemy is sixth, about eight back to it. Susan's Candy and Champagne Patty still trails. She's sparking on the inside, leads the way by half a length, taking up the chase in second, Vera and Tony. They have five lengths on Crest of the Nines and sleep with the enemy. Into the home stretch they come. She's a sparking on the inside. Vera Tony right there. Vera Tony on the outside puts ahead in front. She's a sparking, comes back. Those two duel to the eight pole together. She's a sparking on the inside under the whip. Vera Tony on the outside. Vera Tony still ahead in front. She's a sparking next. And about
Vera
5
Tony.
To 10 car. Now Vera Tony gets clear of leg. She's a sparking. It's in second. Coming in the third of Tucker's time.
And Vera Tony in a torrid stretch duel.
I put my $2 on the right critter. My goodness.
You're on the air. What's up? You're on the air.
Ah, a big breath.
A breather.
I'm working out right now. I'm sorry, I can't get your call. I just got the beep. Message if you'd like, including your phone number, please. And I'm still breathing. I will get back to you as soon as I can.
I've heard more interesting dial tones. I'm sorry to diss you. No, all of the callers are beautiful.
You're on the air. What's up? You're on the air.
There you go. Clunk. Another clunk.
You're on the air. What's up?
Very nice. It's a one-button Radio Shack oscillator from 1971.
You're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, hi. Who's the genius behind all this?
Henry Lowengard.
Is he a professor on this? Is he over there elsewhere?
Well, Henry, I have done this live a couple of times, but never on the air. I was going to do it a couple of months ago live on the air, but, you know, you need a monitor to watch in order to know what button to click, and I didn't have a portable one, so I probably do this again. It sounds like it's a popular show. For 3 o'clock in the morning, I think we probably have... How big do you think our share is?
Well, the thing is, you know, it's funny. It's very interesting what's happening, just in the sense... It's interesting to draw an analogy to the time that we had Jean Lenier on. Laurie Spiegel was interviewing Jean Lenier, and it was a wonderful, wonderful interview. It was full of ideas flying through the air. And even though the material was fascinating, the phones weren't lit like this. This is unbelievable what's happening with the phones at 3 in the morning.
Have one open.
Well, that's a different one that people don't know about, though. It's area code 212-279-3409. The one that's open is a number that almost no one knows because we never give it out. It's area code 212-279-3409. All the others, even others that we don't give out, are not open. It's just... It's strange that people want to have fun with technology. That's the message. People want to have fun with technology. You're on the air. You're on the air. What's up?
Hello, you're on the air. Unless you're singing along with the Paul D. Marinas. Thank you for your call.
You're on the air. What's up?
Mr. Rogers on Broadway.
You're on the air. What's up?
Hello. I'd like to say to you right now that there's too many people who don't know about the wonders of red meat.
Red meat?
I'm talking about the wonders of red meat.
Red meat's great. I love it.
I love it too. I mean, a good porterhouse steak that inch and a fourth of an inch thick, just sizzling on the grill, just kind of... It's kind of lamb there, this one is going to do. I mean, don't that sound healthy?
Ever been to Kansas City?
Somehow perversely natural? Doesn't it sound like the sort of thing that God himself would ordain a living creature inside of another living creature?
That sounds like a trill. Do you watch Star Trek? You know something about trills? It sounds like a trill.
A drill?
Yeah, a trill on Star Trek.
Oh, this? Yeah, that's my drill, all right. I had to put out my poor dog, Rusty, tonight. And I figured the only proper, fitting way I could get rid of Rusty was with my trusted drill.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
I didn't know you were a dentist.
You're what's up?
Me melts and vanishes gently. There's bubbling water in my mouth. It's inside and now my throat caresses me, and now it comes up again into my mouth. Forever I shall have a little pool of whitish water in my mouth, lying low, grazing my tongue, and this pool is still me, and the tongue and the throat is me.
Early morning poetry. Next.
You are on the air.
Length of the rooms that were in the outer court was 50 cubits. And the whole length of the temple was 800 cubits. Under these rooms was the entrance on the east.
Yes? How are we gonna, you know, like, leave the temple? If the tape cuts off like that.
Way in front of them.
Oops. It's cutting in and out.
According to their entrances, and according to the doors of the room that were directly toward the south, the way directly in.
You're on the air. What's up?
Can you please listen to this?
This is the back of the fish head record, as I remember.
Henry's just gone into a back room. Henry's talking to you. He's talking to you.
Because I have a great song that I did many years ago called I Am Not a Fish, which is actually about an octopus, but it was like a...
have to get Dr. Demento tapes.
Well, we'll find out for the doctor. The good doctor.
Dr. Demento! My gynecologist.
Good doctor.
He's your gynecologist, that's great.
Good doctor.
I knew he had some kind of
gynecologist. You're on the air, what's up?
I'm so happy people are enjoying this show.
You're on the air, what's up?
Oh.
Hi, what's up?
Hi, what's up? Hi, what's up?
I am left alive. But in truth, it is I who am dead, and they who live. For as always, Your Holiness, the spirit of the dead will survive in the memory of the living.
Oh, la 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 la. You on the air, what's up?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm calling you from the phone. I'm on
the sands of foam?
The runway. Yeah. I'm going down. Fucking your seatbelt, please.
Thank you.
You're on the air, what's up?
Henry! He's alive!
Yeah. Seems to be repeating himself. That's me over here. That's why we're doing all that. You on the air? What's up?
Yeah, I just like to listen to my voice.
Okay.
Listen to it.
Cool.
It's in a very cool state right now.
I think this is a really cool show. Keep it up.
Talk to us.
I just want to say it's a cool show. Keep it up.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, I think it's cool that you think it's a cool show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Do you have any good, like, fortune cookies or something to read to us?
No. Just listening.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. Take care now.
We appreciate flattery.
You're on the air. What's up? Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. Are you there?
That sounds pretty empty.
Yeah.
Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. Are you there?
Hey, yo, what's up?
What's up?
Listen. This show is about technology and music, right?
No, it's not really. It's just kind of like playing with technology. It's not technology and music, no.
Techno?
Well, no. I'm into technology, and Henry's into technology, but, you know, the show is just Henry playing with his Amiga.
Yeah, I hear you, but most of them sounds is on organ music.
It's on what?
Music.
It's on electronic music?
Ever heard of it?
Yeah. It's on what? What?
Techno music. All this sound just playing are all on records of techno music.
Yeah, it's on techno music, but you're on the air. Then you're part of it too. I mean, it's a little different in the sense that, you know, it's like...
Yeah, but this thing
is... It's generally beatless also. See, I never liked, like, bass drums and bass guitars and things, so...
It's the sound.
Just the sounds. I like to play the hammer dulcimer, which is what this thing is here. Of course, it's being processed. Whoop, of course, you hit that button and everything disappears. All right.
You're on the air. You're on the air. What's up?
Can
we repeat the what?
Okay, you do numbers 10 through 13 on page 54, okay? Just the even ones.
You see, I have a pink eye, so I won't be able to do it.
Oh, come on. That's like my dog ate it. You can do one. You can do one of them and then hope that other people get called. That's the way to do it. And you know the multiple choice, right?
Okay.
The multiple choice is always B, B, C, E, E, A, A, C, C, F, E, okay? Just remember that sequence. You'll win every multiple choice game that there is.
Thank you.
You know, I don't do just this for a living. Okay.
Thanks a lot for calling. Good night or good morning. You're on the air.
Am I on the air finally?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, listen, Peter.
Yeah?
I want to play with you.
All right.
You want to play with me?
Of course I do.
Okay, my game is Ring Around the Roses.
Okay.
Is it fine?
Fine.
Are you psycho?
I'm psycho, yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
It's great.
Great.
Listen. Shall we call a little Red Riding Hood, too?
Hehe.
Okay. You forgot 309. 3409, you forgot completely.
We mentioned that.
Okay, where is Fish? Why did you stop your music?
Well, I have some other music.
I'm interesting enough for this. No.
Here. Okay, the sing-along portion is going to be coming up soon. Except that we have about 10 minutes left of the show.
Actually, we have a little less in the sense that we're going to take a little time to shut down and break down the computer. So we do have maybe 5-6 minutes left. And you are on the air.
Un momento, por favor.
Si.
Do not touch the glass.
Things got very quiet.
Peter?
Yeah, what's up?
Well, there was a dead fly on my wall, so I wrote 3 lines in honor of it.
Okay, good.
Dead fly lives in my apartment. The walls have wings.
Yes.
That's it?
That's it.
Wow.
Maybe you'd like to hear them again.
Okay.
Wait a second.
Dead fly.
Wait a sec. Start over. Here we go. Here we go.
Dead fly. Here we go. Lives in my apartment. The walls have wings. The walls have wings.
They also have little feet and antlers.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You're in the air. Oh my God.
You're in the air. What's up?
Listen, you're not going to like it, Peter, but I'm finding a lack of content to be really a bummer. Like, technology, I think everyone's interested in this thing happening, this new machine, and it's like the first time, you know, curiosity.
It's
really become tedious, and it's like this techno fix, which isn't happening. And then you're going to say,
happening.
Oh, Jeff, come on, content is everything, it's process. Well, Peter, when can process be too heavy? When can it be too heavy in the process direction?
You're on the air, what's up? You're on the air.
More than $60 billion by 1986. Is that in any way
You know, the way you're dropping out is just fascinating.
Here's the problem. American people have if we understand,
Sorry, I didn't have my hearing aid in.
And you're on the air.
Hola.
Hola.
Quiero mandar un saludo a todos los boricuas. Hello.
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 Hey. Tres y media.
Cool. Ustedes saben mucho de computadora.
All right.
Pero no saben el español. Pero no saben español.
You're on the air, what's up?
Hi.
What's up now?
He's got his junior decoder ring on.
All right. You're on the air. What's up?
Next.
You on the air. What's up?
Peter, this is cool. Nobody's leaving my house because of what you're doing.
That's cool.
Because I had a party and we watched Magical Mystery Tour, then A Clockwork Orange. And then as people were leaving, I put you on and now nobody's leaving.
That's all right.
How do you like the Bonzo Dog Band?
It's cool.
Great?
They're cool.
They had their song cut off the Mystery Tour album, but we know it should have been there, right?
I just found some Bonzo Dog albums down in the village.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
And I'm making some tapes with some friends of mine, but this is, like, really cool. Nobody wants to leave.
Huh. Well, does anyone else in the room want to come on?
No, I'm, like, 3 rooms away.
They're listening, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Peter.
Well, it's one of those parties that never ends, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, now it is, yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks for calling. Good morning. Feeling we're winding down, this may be our last call here on the air.
I am an alien.
That's good.
I am a conehead. Monroe is a dickhead.
That's all right. Is that all you have to say?
That's all I have to say.
Okay, well, then we have room for one other caller.
Let's end on an upbeat.
Okay, you're on the air.
Yeah, some people say that I just stutter, and then it's a problem, but I don't really think it's that bad.
I don't think it's that bad either.
Sometimes, like, call it to talk just to make a contribution. And the host makes fun of me. I mean, see ya.
Well,
okay.
Well, good night. Good morning. Good night. Let's try one final caller, and then we'll break it down. You're on the air. Well,
very nice. Well, what did we learn tonight, Peter?
Well, I think we learned that people really, radio is essentially an interactive medium. What we do best here at WBAI is interactive radio. And I think that what we learned tonight is actually, in a weird kind of way, quite profound. And that's that we've barely scratched the surface of interactive radio. Hopefully, Henry will join us again, because I think he's a really cool, wonderful kind of a guy, and we'll be able to explore further aspects of interactive electronic media, which is what this is all about. So there. Anyway, what we're going to do is I'm going to play the CD. We're going to play a lot of commercials, a lot of TV commercials, or unless you want to play Paul's album. Well,
yeah.
All right, we'll just put Paul's album back in.
The other Paul's album.
We'll put Paul Lansky's album. I played some Paul Lansky on this show. He's a very cool guy.
Very cool. He's written a lot of the software I'm using now.
Okay, doesn't he work out of Princeton or something?
He's the head of the Princeton Electronic Bunch and Music Department. And
yeah, I played some of his stuff on this show and on Soundscapes as well. He's a really cute guy. Yeah, you just hit the play button and it'll play. And so we're going to say goodnight. This is Henry Lowengard here with me, Peter Schmidting, and I'll see you next week during the marathon. And Michael G. Haskins is coming right up. And good morning, everybody. Say good morning, Henry.
Good morning, and have a pleasant rest of your life.
Okay.